Shalom everybody. It's good to see you all, and I see that we have some newcomers, and allow me just to express myself. Some of you, Baruch Hashem, some of you I know that for past 15 years coming to my class, and sometimes I get embarrassed. You look alike. And some of you already have gone through about approximately 100 lessons. To some extent, you are familiar with my language. And some of you that come in for the first time, I might sound strange to you. Or the words and the attitude that I have might not fit really to your liking. So I request patience. I request take your time till we get used to each other and we get to know each other. Through those contacts, I hope that this class, especially these six classes that is going to take 1 week is finished, we are in the second week, to help us, as we said, to go step by step to reach that kind of a hasaga, that means that kind of a consciousness, to love God. How can I love God? Come on. Faith, I understand. I look at my father, I look at my training, I look at my past, and I come to a conclusion that I need to have faith in my God. But we understood that on the Rosh Hashanah, we make a teshuvah, that means we express our mistakes, we admit our mistakes, and we recognize our lacks, and we request from God, out of Yirah, out of the awe of Hashem, out of the fear of God, out of the fear of, very simple, to go to such an extent away from the Creator, the light of God, but not recognize that I am in darkness. I mean, you can go into such a depth of ugliness that you might not recognize anymore what beauty is or what good is. So that's a period that I have in your eye. I said that your eye is the fear of me doing something that puts distance between me and my Creator. And if the distance gets too far, then the light of Creator may not reach, and then I will sink into a domain called Mitzrayim. What's Mitzrayim? It's where there is your freedom is taken away from you. Your power of making decisions, executing the correct decision, is taken away from you. For example, if you are addicted, cannot possibly make a free choice. And the most important value of your life and my life is that I am capable to make choices, supposedly. If I don't have that choice, I'm not free. Anything I will do, I will not do because I am free. I do it because I have to. That kind of a life is called life of Galut, life of Mitzrayim. When I don't have a choice. Now where do I come from? Last week, we read in the parasha of Shemot. Shemot means name. That Moshe Rabbeinu asked, okay, you are sending me to go to Bnei Israel. What should I call you? What is your name? And in Parashat Shemot, the Torah tells us that God introduced himself as Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh. And go and say to Bnei Israel, Ehyeh Shalachteni, that Ehyeh has sent me to save you guys. Ehyeh means, literal translation, it'll be. He says, another term, I am who I am. He says, what's your name? He says, I am who I am. We explained that Abraham Avinu, how did he get to know God? On his own effort. Because Abraham Avinu, look at the nature, look at the sun, look at the moon, look at all the things that in nature he recognized as a powerful. So, okay, this is God. And then he recognized through just contemplation. And recognizing that there is God one, and he reached that conclusion that God is one and is the one that controls the whole thing. As a matter of fact, God is the one that writes the name of everybody, say who's going to live, who's not going to live, and there is nobody to write or to take off his name. He's Ribon HaOlam. He is the creator. He's not an aspect of time. He's Hayah, Hoveh, Yehi. He's no time. Okay. So he says, what do you mean by this? The Chachamim tell us that Abraham saw God, recognized God, get to know God through Midah of Chesed. That means characteristic of Chesed. That means Abraham put glasses to see God through Chesed, through goodness. He saw the awesomeness and the capability of the God, that everything works, this awesomeness of nature. And there's no accident. You can guarantee tomorrow something is going to come up. As in, unless there is a miracle. A miracle is something that is outside the domain of
nature.
Yitzhak, his son, the normal, he said, look, I should follow my father. My father loves God. My father understood God he is. And he saw God. He recognized God. He talked to God. He had understanding of God. So let me follow his path. What did Yitzhak say? No, I don't want to follow my father's path. I want to see God through different glasses, my own glasses. And Yitzhak said, what's your glasses? He says, Gevurah. Judgment. Din. I want to see God through that aspect.
But how did he know that?
Because that was his essence.
He is also.
Yes, his nature. His nature. His Gevurah. The nature of Yitzhak is Chesed. But at the end, this Chesed had to do what? To learn Gevurah, that's why he picked up the knife. Knife is Din, judgment. He picked up the fire and he gave the etz to Yitzhak. That's one aspect. But his capability, his nature was to see God through chariot, and this is why he became chariot of Chesed. Yitzhak became chariot of Gevurah. And yet comes Yaakov, the son of Yitzhak. His grandfather is Abraham. And he looked at Abraham. He said, I don't want to know God your way. I look at his father, Yitzhak. I don't want to see God through your either. I want to know God in a different angle. He says, what angle do you want to see God? He says, I want to put Chesed and Gevurah together and see God. That means I want to see it through window of Rachamim. Abraham was a child that recognized, learned, knew God through Chesed, Yitzhak through Gevurah, and Yaakov came and said, no, I don't want to follow my father or grandfather, I want to put them together and see God through his Rachamim. Now, God, this is what he told to Moshe. He says, you know, I have a deal with your forefathers, Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. I have a deal. Have a covenant. And the covenant is the following, that I am going to take you out of Egypt, I am going to make you successful, and I'm going to take you home. And I'm going to take you as my nation. You are mine. And you know what? There's a difference between you, at this moment, and the moment of Avot. Other than the moment of Avot, what is the moment of Avot? He says, look, I let your forefathers only to know me up to level of consciousness of El Shaddai. That's the mezuzah that we put outside. What is this El? Which is energy of Chesed. El is Chesed. Shaddai is Shin Dalad Yud. That means it's the power that can say in his world, die. Every one of us, we have our own small world. Correct? Everyone, we create his own world. Now there is a power in this world, which is God's world, that you can bring by bringing mezuzah and tefillin specifically, that gives you a power of to say die. Enough. The most powerful energy to keep bad out. Very simple. I don't want the bad to come in. Die. That's why we put the mezuzah at the door. Mezuzah is that power of godliness that says to his olamo, to his world, die. Now, it's the body is a home to my neshama. Correct?
Yes.
Correct? Now, what is the mezuzah of my body? What is the mezuzah of my body? My breath. Where God has given me an instrument of procreation. And the place that has highest level of pleasure. That's why God has brit. That's why we say brit milah. That means that's where that we do what? What the brit milah does. There's a foreskin which called orla. And what is this orla? Orla has the word ra to it. That means has an affinity to selfishness, to ratzon lekabel, to desire to receive for oneself alone, to go and only look after pleasure of body. Ta'ava shel haguf. That means whatever my body wants, this orla indices me, pushes me, excites me to go and get it. Follow. Brit Milah is that God could have really make the Brit Milah in the Shemaim, but brings it here for a father to do the mitzvah for a son, is to separate the Orla, the Ra, that's power of only going after, desire to receive alone, to make a Brit Milah. So that's why the Brit, this covenant, started with who? With Abraham. Because Abraham was the first one that got to know God through glasses of Chesed. And then he says, he came to a briti, that means the brit that I had with Abraham, I repeated with Ishaq, and the zachat et briti, Yaakov. Yaakov is the top of the line. Now Yaakov comes to Egypt. Vayechi Yaakov, that was the last parasha of the Bereshit. What it means, Vayechi? And he lived on. We said, who died? Israel. We looked Israel. Yaakov continued Vayechi to live. How far? Why didn't he die? Because his work was not finished. When the work of Yaakov got finished? When the Bnei Israel came out of Egypt. He took them to Egypt. Now his energy of mercy, which is El Rachum V'Chanun, to take the Egypt of what it means. He says, you know, the energy of El Shaddai, which is on the mezuzah, that says to the bad, don't come in. Hello, don't come in, die. If he comes in, he gets beaten up. Very simple. The energy, the Tameh knows that when there is this name, he looks at it, he won't come in. He knows better. That's why it's so important the mezuzah to be kosher. That's why it's so important to check a mezuzah. That's why it's important to really have the... Because the energy is not a joke. The energy is a myth. It's true. So, if the energy is die, don't come in. But if I, the owner of the house, go outside and take the hand of Sitra Achra, that means the energy of Satan, the energy of desire to receive, the energy of Ra, bad, and invite him to my home. That means I say to Mezuzah, I overrule you. I decided to put this bad inside. Now what happens? As long as the energy of bad is outside of me, who is in control? El Shaddai. But if the energy gets into me, it's El Shaddai can say, go. It's already inside, invited by me. When you have the television, is it your antenna that is mezuzah? Do you scream not to come into your television and not to come? Or you have only luck for your children? Do you have any luck for yourself? Oh, you know, unfortunately, you know the code, so you can always cancel yourself. How many times you cancel your codes? How many times you look at something that you're not supposed to look at? You can look, but it's not good for you to look. You're lucky so your children don't see. So when you want to see, you can see it. Because there's no mezuzah in there. So there are times that we bring energy, a bad energy, into our house. And it's not the fault of Shaddai. I say to Shaddai, stay out of it. This is not your business. I invited him. It's my... Now, God loves you. God, everything has created loves. Everything, even the Rasha. The worst of the bottom of the pit, still he loves him. If it is inside, what am I going to do? When the poison is inside my blood, what am I, how am I going to take it out? What energy do I need? Can I get, if I get myself addicted, imagine, look into your habits. Check out your habits. Check out. Which habit, you, I mean, come on. Don't talk to me. First give me the cup of coffee. As an example, I am telling you. Do you have habits? Are those habits good habits? Do you have any bad habits? How you get rid of your habits? Because you allowed the Satan to get into you. It's not anymore mezuzah. What should you do to your mezuzah? You told to your mezuzah, hey, go away. It's energy. There is a concept that I like to, and I don't see children here. He says, Adam HaRishon, Mashach Be'orlato. Mashach, that means he pulled, Be'orlato. Orla is the totality of energy of pleasure, body pleasure. Represents the totality of, that's why when we do the Brit Milah, it's four things we do. First is Milah, that means cutting the Orla. Then there is a Periya, it's not enough, this guy is not dead yet. This Ra is not dead. You have to do Priya, that means you have to cut it. The skin, the foreskin, tear it. That's Periya. Then what you have to do, it's not done yet. You have to do Dekiya, you have to push the skin back. And then what? It's not finished. Netzah, that means you have to suck the blood out in order to get rid of this energy of bad. That's how, now what this Adam did, Adam when he was born well, he didn't need any Brit Milah. So what did he do? He went after the highest level of his pleasure and memory. He played with himself day and night. Loved it. No work. Easy way to get pleasure, love, but this is what we are doing up till today. Up till today, this is the pleasure. It gives me pleasure, I do it. This is what kind of a ratzon it is. What kind of a desire brings you to do this? Pleasure. Now how can I control this? You know how difficult it is? You know how difficult it is to get rid of a habit? A bad habit? What makes your character my character? My habits. My habits are the building block of my character. If my character is selfish, what kind of a human being can I be? A loving human being? Yeah, I'll tell you, I love you, I love you, I love you, but I have an ulterior motive. That's not even true love. And the purpose of all this is, how can I love God more? Man and a woman. How do they get to love each other? Phase one, infatuation. It's exterior. You look at it, you say, wow, good size. Perfect. Looks good, good coloring, good shape. How far more you go? I don't care. This is what I want. So, beginning is infatuation. It's not, you don't know the person really. So what happens? You get married. You go through up and downs and up and downs, and still you stick it together, you work it together, you fight it, fight years! And after years, what happens? Then there is true love, because you recognize, you get to know your partner. So knowing brings what?
Love.
Ahava. Now, how can I get to know God? He said, Yaakov gave us the key. He said, in order to come close to God, you require the following. Number one, Torah, which is Chochmah of Hashem. Bina, that means understanding. Se ma'asim tovim, that means good deeds. Derech Eretz, that means be cultured. Be moral. Be as a Jew, character of a Jew. Be a good Jew. Be the Jew that the Torah explains. Don't have a lashon. Don't have midot that are not Jewish. Don't pick up bad midots. Because your habits is going to make your midot, your characters. Be decent. And then after Derech Eretz, he says, now you can free to read tefillah. How can you pray to God? How can you say, God, I love you, if you don't know him? Are we that phony? So he says, you got to go to know God. By knowing God, you will love him more. The process of knowing God, to recognize God and to start loving God, this process, it's extremely difficult, because when the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, has gone inside me, to bring it out, the name El Shaddai is not enough. There has to be another energy, godly energy, called Rachamim, that has to come and save you out of the Egypt. That's why in the parasha says, V'yedaber Elohim El Moshe. Elohim is 86, equal to Hateva, nature. So first, V'yedaber, learn. When it says Yedaber, that means judgment. Elohim means judgment. So God first talked to Moshe through energy of judgment. He says, V'yedaber Elohim El Moshe, V'yomer Alav, and said to him, Ani Adonai. What name? Hovaya. There is a lot about this Hovaya. We know this Hovaya has a Mikud, that means the vowels of Le'olam. That's not for this class. This Hovaya is called Malchut of Atzilut. That means there is a kingdom. It's the kingdom that can get closest to the light of Hashem, called Olam Atzilut. Malchut of that Olam, that means where that energy of godliness reside, that to bring about through the time aspect, it's the energy, this Malchut that controls, number one, time. To do what? First, to free Bnei Israel out of their Egypt, number one, but to free them is not enough. What else do you have to do? If you are addicted and God helped you to get rid of addiction, now what you got to do?
Take Egypt out.
Say that again?
Take Egypt out.
Okay, you took it out and Egypt came out. Now what you got to do?
Say something
good
inside. Save
them. Bravo, if you have a bad habit, and God helps you to take the bad habit out, what do you have to replace it with?
Good habit.
A good habit. We are together on the same page? Now here it is, I'm going to show you how Torah helps every one of us to go through our life in next 5 more weeks left, to go a step up and up and up, that end, I bring my personal Mashiach for myself. That means to reach that extent of knowledge that I know I love God. We said, when God told Moshe, Eyeh Asher Eyeh, that means, you know, there is 600,000 neshamot of Israel. Every one of them going to look and know me through their own glass. Whatever they choose to look at, I will be with them. That shall be. You want to go your way? You have your understanding. You have your level of able to work. You are whichever that is your capacity. God loves you for your midah, for your capacity. Your capacity is different. Your capability is different. Yours is different. Every one of us is different. He loves all our ways and He is with us, each one individually. There is not one neshama of Israel that is out of the eye of God. He looks after the affair of each one of us the way that we choose to know Him. The way that we choose to know Him. The whole aspect of the creation is to know Him. How do we understand this? I would like to read it for you in this parasha. Comes and he says in the Pasuk Hey, chapter 6, he says, Vagam, and as well, Ani Shamati, I listened. Now, whenever in the Torah says Shmia, like Shema Israel, it's the level of Bina. It's the level of understanding. God right now understood that the Israel is ready to get close because has gone deep in the heart of darkness. You know when I recognize that I need God? When do I recognize that I need God? When I really lack Him, I feel He's not being there. When I am the most dark part of me, there I can ask for Him the highest level. Now, it comes and He says the following. He says, God, Ani Shamati, I listen to Naka'at B'nai Israel, they are groaning, Asher Yisrael Ma'avadim Otam, that this Egypt, this boundaries, this bondage, is giving them pain, that they are not free. And since they are not free, they cannot really get to love me, to know me. He says, Moshe, I heard it. Asher Mitzrayim Ma'abdim Otam, Ve'iskor Et Briti, and I remembered that I have a deal with Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov. Lachem Emor Le'Bnei Israel. Moshe, you go and tell to Israel, Adni Hovaya, Adni Yudkei Vavkei. The name changed. He says, up till now it was El Shaddai. Now I'm talking to you through another energy. He says, first of all, why God needs a messenger? God cannot talk to me? God cannot talk to you? God doesn't talk to you? You don't talk to God? Really? Ask the question. Why he needs a messenger called Moshe? And then yet when he tells Moshe, I want you to go and tell Bnei Israel who I am. You teach them who I am. And then Moshe comes and says, you know what? I cannot really talk. He said, Moshe cannot talk? He says, look, you know, my lips. I went in your name to Pharaoh, and I went into your name to Bnei Israel, and Bnei Israel didn't get me. They didn't get me. They didn't understand what I'm talking to. I cannot talk. Megangem, it's in English, is? What is this, a stutter? Moshe stutters? Yeah? Yes. That's exactly what he says. So how come when Moshe came after opening of Yam Suf, we read every day in the Tefillah, V'ad Yashir Moshe Ubele Israel, suddenly his mouth, what happened to his stuttering. Oh, you know, Bnei Yisrael were avadim in Egypt. They were slaves. And as long as they were slaves, they didn't have freedom of even saying a tefillah, even not praying. But yet when they come and they saw the Egyptians are dead, the Yetzer Hara is taken away. As Yashir, then you sing the song. The mouth opens up. We would like to get to that stage. I want to get out of the burden of this life. I don't go as high that I want. I cannot free myself as much as I want. So Hashem comes and he says, Lachen emur lebnei Yisrael ani hovaya. And what am I going to do? Listen, my dear friends. This is what God is telling Moshe. This is what I am going to do for those people who agree to accept the yoke of my kingdom. That means to accept I am God and you know me that I am God. Every time we say Shema Israel, prior to Shema Israel, we accept the yoke, the Ohel Malchut, the yoke of Hashem. If we don't accept it, we cannot say Shema Israel. That means we can say Shema Israel, no problem. But result is not that fulfilling. Until such a time that I accept He's my God. What is going to do? Hotzati otchem. I'm going to bring you out of these pots that you put yourself in. You brought bad habit into your house. You got your mezuzah dirty. You overlooked your mezuzah. You went after all the ta'avot and the pleasure of the body. Everything you did is to satisfy your body. And because we are addicted to pleasure, as soon as something makes me feel good, I make it part of my habit. Sometimes irrelevant if it is mutar, that means given permission to me, or even no mutar. Even the chachamim go further. If we want to be in control, even the thing that God gives me and say, look, you know, it is... You can have this pleasure is yours, you can have. He says even in those pleasure one has to be in charge of how much balance. You know what is having balance in your life? Now, he says, Hotzati otchem, I'm going to bring you out. Hitzalti otchem, I'm going to save you. Ve'ga'alti otchem, and I am make your spirit free. Now what is this spirit? What is this spirit free? What is my spirit? When, if he hotzalti, he saves me, what is ga'alti? Ge'ula. What is ge'ula? When all my midot, all my, bravo, what is that means? When there is a salvation? When all my character and habits are godly. They affirm the nature. They are one with the nature and above the nature. There is no opposites. I am the closest that can get to Hashem. Only if my midot are similar to Hashem. How can I get close to another person? If we have similar characters. If our characters are not similar, we cannot get close. So in order for me to get close to Hashem, my character has to change. His character is good. He's God. He's perfect. So when we said that you to recognize which habit and which characters are not good in you, look into it. Look into it. Recognize it, because recognition is 90% of, how do you say, healing,
cure,
to recognize what the sickness is. He says, when you recognize the sickness and I help you and I bring you and I correct it and help you to do the whole work, then you will know for sure, you personally, in your own way, that I was the one that took you out of Egypt. אני אדוני אשר הוצאתי אתכם מארץ מצרים להיות לכם לאלוהים. אני אדוני אלוהיכם אמת. I am that God that brought you out of your Egypt. הצלתי אתכם. גאלתי אתכם. That means I gave your spirit the freedom to fly. Your ruach to be able to fly. If you are stuck in your body and you are always looking how to bring the comfort zone to your body, you will never fly. You are stuck to the gravity. Go against this gravity and to be able to fly. So he says, I bring you out of Egypt, but that's not finished. Hitzalti otchem, I saved you to become a slave. I didn't leave you. Ga'alti otchem, I freed your spirit. You know, if a spirit, if a person, you put him in 20, 30 years in a prison, after he comes out of a prison, what kind of a spirit he has? He's in the morning, if there is a ring, he jumps. He thinks, he is out of prison. That the prison is not out of him. We are out of Egypt. But is the Egypt out of you? Yeah. He says, God, you know what? I'm going to bring you out of Egypt and I'm going to help you to take the Egypt out of you. After I did your free of spirit, I'm going to do the following. Ve'lakachti otcha, then I will take you. Otchem li la'am. I want you to be my nation. God, you couldn't take me before this all this problem as your nation? Yaakov was a fine boy. You could have taken Yaakov and his children to say, okay, you don't have to go to Egypt, become my nation. Would we appreciate and know God if you wouldn't go to Egypt? Would you know God if you would not go into problem and the day that you solve your problem, you know for sure who was there to help you? The only way that you will recognize is that you reach a point into your embodiment to recognize that you are not able to wrestle your Yetzer Hara. Your Yetzer Hara is stronger than you. How many times you tell yourself, I am not going to do this again? How many times you said, I am going to be this way? How many times you said, I am going to go on a diet? And you broke the diet. How many times you said, I'm not going to say Lashon Hara, but when it was your friend, it was a different business. You said whatever you said. Come on. Aren't you in control? Who are you? Who's living in your Olam? Who's running the show? When there is a pleasure that you want to have in your life and your missile hooks into it, can you get rid of it?
No.
Okay, one day you say you are a good boy, you go and take a cold shower. You got rid of it? No. It's going to get you. So, what's the problem? The problem is to recognize that you are not capable to do it alone. Until you don't understand this, God is not there to help you. Because God says, this is the way you want. You go, whenever you want me, call me. But if you want me, you accept the yoke of... It's not that your donkey crosses the bridge and that's, you don't care anymore. After everything solved, you forget God. Like the Pharaoh, that when Yosef was brought to Egypt into the ultimate of success. Melech Hadash ve'lo yada Yosef. That means a new king came and he didn't know Yosef. And what is Yosef? Yosef is Yesod. And what is Yesod? Is the Brit, is the covenant. Is there times that you forget you have a covenant with your God? He said, God, you know what? Allow me only tonight. Just leave me alone. Let me enjoy it. It is a good time. Look, it is with the friend. Come on, it's okay once. How many times have we done this in our life? God says, that means you are not successful in changing. And when I take you as my arm, Vayiti lachem l'Elohim, I become your God. God of nature, that means through nature, Elohim is the nature. V'yadatem. And then I make sure that you will knowledge, you have the knowledge of me. Ki ani Adonai Hovaya Elohechem. That's the whole purpose of this creation, this life. Is that me and you to come to final recognition who is the boss? Who is Hovaya? Who is El Shaddai? Who is Eyeh Asher Eyeh? I to know him by his name and by his titles. To know him. Because I can only love a person, love an energy, love my God if I know him. If I don't know him, and the only way I get to know him, I have to come to contact with him. That means I have to get into trouble and test him. See, here it is God. I need your help. I am weak. I cannot. Help me here to take me out. You know, I want to have a desire to share. I know I am an element of receiving, but I want to receive for sake of sharing. I want to be like you. I want to go your way. But I cannot. As soon as I say, God says, this is the time that I can help you. This is the time. 6 weeks. That there is an oil comes from Atzilut, from the world of Nearness, called Ani Hovaya. I am God, and this is going to come to help you. That's going to bring you to a realm closest to me. And this way, I bring you out. I save you. I save you spiritually. I take you as my nation, and you will know me, and I take you to the Eretz of Zalat Chalav, a place that is kulosh shabbat. That means every time you enjoy, it's a pleasure for God to see you enjoy, without paying any bread of shame. Ask me a question so we can start the class. Right now, I just put the foundation to do the class.
You said something about
Olam,
the higher world. So if you ask any one of
us... Olam of there's a name to it.
Right. If you ask any one of us, we know God for our soul. Every one of us will tell you that we know God for our soul.
Do you understand through your soul, or do you know God?
I know God.
Okay, how to get to know God?
Well, let me ask you this. Abraham recognized God not for the lower self, but for the higher self.
Oh, no. Abraham, at age of 9 years old, he went and he did Brit Milah. Literally, he went after his body. He took the Milah, took the skin, the knife, and cut it off.
But there is a world where we know God better.
Physical world. Physical world, here.
No, there is a world.
Oh, yeah, in mind?
There is a higher world where we all know
God. In mind.
Right?
Now you got, in mind. Your mind can go, how high your mind can go.
Conscious?
How high can you go?
Fine, I do understand that.
Right.
Why did God make it so difficult for us to know him and not to know him in this world?
Oh, bravo. Why did he conceal it? In order to give you a possibility of a choice.
Otherwise,
you'd
be an angel.
Otherwise, a policeman sits down behind you when you are driving. All the time by you. And he has his booklet of tickets ready for you. He has never wrote your name and the name of your car and everything ready. He's ready for you to make the first scene. Would you make any cross any red light?
No.
Of course not.
But it seems that all those rules and codes is for the lower self. The neshama already knows God.
What is the lower self?
The physical self.
Now, what is the purpose of God? Is for you to create a palace for him in the Shamayim? Or a mishkan la'asot asuli to make a place down in the world of physical? Right. That means, don't put me in the Shamayim. Everything is mine. But this physical pleasure, put me into it. Put me into it. Put me your fingers. Do they enjoy?
Yeah, but you said,
make it the finger of God.
You said we all divide to three different parts. Nefesh,
right.
Ruach, Neshama.
That's right.
So
And they are all one.
Yeah, but we all know God for the neshama.
I do not connect to my neshama. As long as there is a kotzer ruach that is in the parasha, that Moshe went to the Jews and said, you know what, I have a God, that God came to me, and his name is the following, and he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov. You know what the Jews said to him? Said, we don't know what this you're talking about. Is their neshama did not know, their neshama knew. But they didn't know. That means they did not establish a connection to their spirit, which is the ruach, and the neshama. They only lived in the level of nefesh. Now, in order to understand this very better, the first makkah, the first beating that God made to Pharaoh, the Yetzer Hara, was what? Blood. Blood in Hebrew means dam. We write dalet mem. Now, what dam means? That means is the blood that is in my... this is my livelihood of my body. Now, if I put knowledge into this body, knowledge of God, that is not anymore this body, but is Aleph added to it. Aleph stands for knowledge. Aluf. It's the Aleph. And when you put Aleph in front of Dam, it becomes what?
Adam.
Adam. A person that does not have a knowledge of God is like what? It's like an animal. If he doesn't know there is God, if he doesn't know that God exists and God is playing in every aspect of his life, is your eyes God, eyes of yourself or God? If you made your eyes eyes of God, that means you looked only at things that God enjoys to look at. Your ears becomes ears of God. That means listen to things that God only wants to listen. Says only things that God likes to say. And fingers does the things that God's finger does. You become what? You become element of God. There's no closer than this. But if your finger does what you want, your eyes goes where he wants, what happens? So when you look at around, do you look at things that you are permitted to look? Are yours? Do you look at things that you are not supposed to look at? Huh? Have you trained your eyes not to look at? Are you in control of your own eyes? So it comes the following. He says, let's go to Bereshit, all the beginning. Right at the beginning, and this is, I am in Bereshit Bet, and I am in Pasuk Chav. Vayikra Adam, if I go before God, brings Vayetzer Adonai Elohim min Adama kol chayat ha-sadeh. God brings all the animals, all the fly, all the pigeons, and all everything that flies, everything that crawls, all the animals. He brings them and brings it to Adam and brings the Adam. And Vayavo el Adam brings it to the Adam, Lir'ot, and he looks at him, Lir'ot, Ve'yah, we are in the parasha of your eyes, he looks into his eyes, Lir'ot, Ma'ikra lo, what to call them? Ve'kol asher ikra lo Adam, and whatever Adam gave name, Nefesh Chaya u'shmo, that became his name. Just a moment, from where did Adam got that chokhmah, that knowledge, that wisdom, to look at a camel and say, you know, this is a camel. And God, he said, you know what? Perfect, bullseye. That's exactly what his name is, camel. He says, well, this is lion. He says, well, how did Adam know all this?
He knew it or named
them. Oh, he named them. I mean, how did you, he looked at him, he says, the character of this guy is like a gamal. He looked at the character, he says, this is Akbar. Look at this guy character, he says, this is a mouse. This is a dog. This is a lion. Because he looked through them. He saw their character. Yeah? Yes. He looked what is the internal energy of each animal, and he had the eyesight, the chokmah and wisdom to look at each animal and say, ha-ha, got you. You are lion. And he says, Vayikra Adam Shemot. Lekol HaBehemot. Shemot. He says, what are you talking about? He says, you know what here in the Bereshit says? He says there is going to be a parasha in a book called Shemot. And the first parasha of Shemot is the first week of Shovavim. That means returning to God with love. That means you learn step by step how to love God more in order to become closer to God. He says the first thing that you got to do is count Shemot. That means go inside you and see what kind of animal you are. Are you a snake? Because whoever says Lashon Hara is a snake. So are you a snake? Or are you a lion? Or are you a gamal? Or you are an elephant? Or you are a kelev? Or you are a chamor? Or you are a shor? Or you are collecting all the zoos?
You're a zoo.
And that's the Shemot. He says, you! Is your olam is your olam. You created your olam. I created my olam. Everybody has created his olam. He says, who is the God of that olam? He says, you are the God of that your olam. He says, what created? What kind of a habit you have? Are you like a snake? Or you are a donkey? Or you are sure? Or you are kadosh? Or you are not kadosh? Are you tameh? Are you not tameh? He says, the first step. The first week is to recognize what kind of an animal you have developed within yourself. Because nobody knows you better than you know you. So as soon as you recognize, you know there is a snake running in my alarm, that this snake is no good. Says Lashon Hara. This sits down and says a lot of jokes. What is literally joke is? Why do we laugh at jokes? Don't get angry with me. Why do we laugh at jokes? Because I have belittled somebody. You give me a joke that is not on an account of someone else. It's not on account of myself. It's on account of someone else. And everybody does. Either is a Sfahani or Mashadi or a Ashkenazi or Sephardi or he's an atheist and he's a this kind of a Jew. Whatever I find this is the joke. And whatever, what it is, that's the type of animal I have developed. So here comes the Torah and teaches me and tells me that the step number one is to recognize what I have to do. Torah me lashon hora'ah. Torah is there to give me hora'ah. That means give me pointers. Torah doesn't have no purpose in this world other than to help you and me to give me pointers. We have to see what, how can I really do the work of Hashem? That means everybody his own way. There is no way that I can tell you my way is good for you. Your way is good way. As long as it's to go to know Torah, to do ma'asim tovim, derech eretz, and a tefillah, to do good. As any way you go to know the God is good. So each his own way. Hine, yetziat Mitzrayim, the coming out of this Mitzrayim, haita taluya begilui shem hovaya. It was important that the name of Hovaya to be known to Bnei Israel before they see Geulah, before they see the freedom, the spiritual freedom. We are free today. There is no problem with us. I can travel anywhere I want. I can eat anything I want. What is my problem? I don't have the freedom that I to make the choices. I want to go back and become closer to God, but there is many habits and problems within me that I haven't found the capacity and consciousness to be closer to God. So I have to work on it. I have to go and look into myself. I say, you know, Joseph, you have this character. Who made your character? I recognize that my habit makes my character. I go and find the habit. This habit looks like a camel. Or snake, or which animal? So I recognize my bad habit. And then I come to God, and this is this weekend, by the way. He says, you know, God, Zechut of Shabbat, I need your help. I want to come out of this Egypt, this bad habit. And God says, you know, Elohim, the God of nature, is going to come to help you to slowly, slowly to get rid of your bad habit and install a new habit, a good habit. This is the work of this week, my dear friends. You came to this class only to hear this from me. Go and recognize what kind of animal you cultivated in your world. What characters you have. Recognize one of your bad characters. And you know what? Make your final decision to God help you to get rid of that. If your life is not going with joy, if you are not successful in your tasks, if you have problems that keep on repeating itself, if you see you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, if there is no joy in your heart, that means there is a problem that you are not tackling and you are not solving in your life. Because every day of your life to be step by step, day better than the another day. Every day, Ma'aseh Bereshit, the action of creation starts from the beginning. So every day you can improve. Every day you can change. And God says, no, I'm going to ask you a question. You went out of this class. What are you going to do? Nice speech. It's not going to help you nothing. All the time that you spend here is not going to do you no good if you literally do not sit down and change one of your bad habits. Just simply put your finger on it and say, this animal, it's out. But at the same time, you have to replace a good habit, because if you don't replace in the space of the bad habit a good habit, the bad habit is going to come back just like that. 24 hours. And he says, how can I change habit? He says, that's why God of nature is there to help you. Elohim is there to help you. To do it, habit is gets how? Slowly, slowly, day at a time. You don't put tefillin? It's a bad habit. You don't put tefillin? You don't put tzitzit? You don't keep Shabbat? You don't put mezuzah? You don't check mezuzah? You don't look at mezuzah? You don't study Torah? You don't do mitzvot? You don't think about it? You don't... Those are bad habits. There's two energies within all of us as Jews. One energy is called Moshe. Moshe is within me. Moshe is within me. The second energy is Aaron. Is within me. Go and find the Moshe and Aharon within you. And who is Moshe? Moshe is the Yetzer HaTov. He's the one that is ready to do anything. Cancel his life. Cancel his future. Cancel everything. For sake of to be Ro'eh. To be a shepherd. Shepherd of Tzon. Tzon are called Neshama Israel. The sheep is Neshama Israel. Moshe accepted the fact to take Bnei Israel and bring them to salvation, to Geula. And his being was on fire. That's why God showed him himself through fire. Because Moshe was in fire to get close to Hashem. To get close to Hashem. Every one of us, because Moshe is within me. If I have the heat of, I want to get closer to my God. I want to be part of Bnei Israel. I want to be part of the Torah. I want to have a life of truth and emet. That moment, the Moshe rises within me. Every Shabbat, Moshe gives me a Neshama Yetira in order to help me through my work during the week for purpose of getting closer to my Creator, to know my God. This is God told specifically to Moshe. Your responsibility, Moshe, is to teach who I am to Bnei Israel and Pharaoh, that means Yetzer Hara. So as soon as you recognize and you call the names, which it says the following, He says, "Sarich likro shemot nefesh abehemit." We have to call names of this nefesh, animal that I have. Dahanu al adam lezahot et hanefesh abehemit shebo ve'et hanitzrach letikun. And this is what I have to recognize. To recognize what kind of animal is within me, call his name and ask for help to correct it. Now, parasha va'ira is nisrach hakara. It means recognition. I have to see, to look. He says, what it is? Sherak b'shem Hovaya niten latzed mi'agalut. Only with name of Hovaya. No more El Shaddai. I need a stronger energy of Hovaya to help me. This is Midat Rachamim. Zayin Makot, in this parasha, there is seven, how do you call that? Makot, what is Makot? What is a strike? Zarbe. He's beating. Doesn't God love Pharaoh? God, everything he created, loves. You think he really enjoys beating Pharaoh? Really? No. Not that's God. Huh? Punishing what? He's Yetzer Hara. He is Yetzer Hara. He made him. Why you punish him?
They
did what? Bravo. What you are saying, that he is beating the Yetzer Hara in order to Israel to see it. Why doesn't he beat the Israel a little bit? You know why there is a 70 nation in the world? If Adam would not have sinned, wasn't necessary for God to create the 70 nations. 70 nations were created because Adam mashach be'orlato. Because Adam went after his pleasure. That 70 nation is Adam to go between these 70 nations in order to correct what he has caused to create. I go to Hollywood. How do you think I live in Los Angeles? Like British? Like German? Like Russian? Or I live like in Los Angeles? So I pick up the habit of Hollywood. When I go to New York, I pick up the habit of New Yorkers. Right now you are in Los Angeles. That means your tikkun is in the domain of Hollywood. Here it is, this illusion with everything around you, the glorious way of living, the richest of the riches, the freedom of what you get into Los Angeles, that anything you want to do, anything you want is reachable here. Now bring godliness into this Sodom and Gomorrah. Have you gone when there is in Santa Monica, there is a carnival? It's a good indication where you're living. It's a hell of a good place to see what are our surroundings. And you want to tell me that our surrounding doesn't affect us? No? You are so strong that, excuse me, do you read any magazine?
No.
Do you follow the style of any kind? And would you please tell me with respect, how come you meshed your hair? Oh, excuse me, I highlighted it. Okay. Here we go. Now in this parasha there is seven makot. He says, what are these seven makot? Is to give you and me a chance to weaken by going to Shabbat to the Bet Knesset. By the way, if you keep Shabbat, to Shabbat specifically, you are going to get a chokhmah, a wisdom. God literally is going to show you Where is your weakness? He's gonna show you what is wrong with you. That means he gives you that knowledge, that sight to see what's wrong with you and me. Tisha B'Av. I cannot remedy myself and fix myself unless I know what is my sickness. This Shabbat. Every Shabbat, it takes me one level. The Shabbat, previous Shabbat was for me, said, go, you have a 1 week. Go and recognize how many animals, how many zoos you have cultivated. We assume you did this. Now, this week work is that God is going to give you that he'ara, that eyesight, for you to see what's lacking in you. When you need improvement, when you can have improvement. But it is only for purpose of coming closer to God and for a purpose that you accept the yoke of godliness. So, the parasha continues and says the following. הפרטית של כל אחד אחד תלוי בגילוי של הוויה. Every one of us, we can bring Mashiach for ourselves. Using the name Hovaya. Or Mitzrayim Melashon Gevulim. Mitzrayim is when we say there is limits. Doesn't allow you to be free. And it continues. He says, whenever we are in Mitzrayim, when I am in a pots, when I am stuck, when I am in problem, that means Egypt. That means I don't have knowledge. I am lacking a knowledge. Because if I have a knowledge, I can take myself out of the posts. So Mitzrayim for us is when I don't have a knowledge of what to do. I'm stuck. When we are stuck, can we move? Can we make choices? So now is an opportunity that I want to prepare myself to bring a Mashiach. So Pesach is actual Yetziat Mitzrayim. God preparing me right now with this parashiyot, six chapters, in order to bring myself, to make a vessel, that on Pesach, when lechem mishamayim, that means food of shamayim, comes from above to below, I have the vessel to receive all of it. That's why actual Yetziat Mitzrayim is Pesach. And what is Sach? Sach Samet Chay is Chayim, life. My life continuity is depend the work that I do in these 6 weeks. And this week is Er'ah. Is to have that chokhmah that I can recognize what's wrong in my world, why there is a stagnation, why there is no improvement, why my situation is just, I am just waiting for tomorrow. We're going to take a day at a time. What that means? I don't have no plans. I'm really ruled by, I just react to the event that happens every day. Are you in control? Are you making changes in your life? No, it's just, okay, tomorrow I gotta get up, go to work and come back home and, oh yeah, there is gonna be a Shabbat and yeah, then, until it's finished. And I'm not free. So here comes and he says, you want to get out of this? You know, there is a game for a rat. There's a wheel. The rat keep on running, but is he going anywhere? Are we going anywhere? Oh, I'm stuck. I think I'm running. I'm working hard. It's one of us working very hard. Very hard. But am I getting anything done? Any changes? Any improvement? Any? It's the same old story. So it comes the following. השלב הבא שהוא הראה, this concept of having the eyesight of to see. Because he wants to say, do you want to remember the mitzvot when we take the four kanafei tzitzit together? What it says? He says, look at the tzitzit. Vereoto. Look at it. He says, by looking, literally you will remember the mitzvot of Hashem. What the Torah is telling me? He says, look, you know why God gave you eyes? Why God gave us eyes? To differentiate between what? Between what work is a mitzvah and what work is not a mitzvah. And by the way, I give you four knafei tzitzit. Tzitzit means 630 mitzvot. That through 630 mitzvot you are able to see from the beginning to the end of the world. Through mitzvot of Hashem we will be able to see the truth. We will have the right lenses. So that's why he says, Re'ya, this aspect of the Re'ya, of see, Ikar ha'avodah pori, this is the most important part of recognition, because ve'lakachti otchem li la'am v'hayiti lachem le'elohim ve'yadatem ki ani hovaya Eloheichem ha'motzi otchem mitachat sevlat Mitzrayim. Ikar ha'avodah pori, la'da'at et hovaya. When you recognize that you look back, and you say, God, I was in such a miserable situation. My life didn't have no meaning. My life did not was worth enough. And you look at the way you are moving right now, and you look at your past, and you say, yes, this God has helped me. You will see your own way. There is no way I can prove it to you that there is God. It's a lie if I try to prove to you there is God. I can't. That kind of a hasaga, I cannot transfer. That is the experience that you lahasig levado. That means you have to reach it alone. You have to make the effort. You have to make the effort, say, yes, I have a bad habit and I want to get rid of this bad habit. I get angry, I don't want to become angry. I lie, I don't want to lie. I don't put tefillin, you know what? I am going to put tefillin. He says, la'ad, la'ad. He says, what is la'ad, la'ad? He says, you cannot start 7 days, 6 days a week to put the tefillin. Tell yourself, you know what? Sundays and Tuesdays and Monday and Thursday, I put tefillin. I start 2 days a week. I start 1 day a week. But the day that you put it for the first time, your tefillin, that because you decided, you know how powerful you become? Because you made a decision to take a bad habit and replace it by a good habit. And slowly when you keep on putting 1 day, I guarantee you, this I can guarantee you, after a while, you miss it. So wait a minute. I haven't done something here. It's not correct. Here is the machine inside you. The heat. So wait a minute. I rushed to go to work because I said, yeah, I got to go. You don't have time. Go. And the Satan made me to run. But then at the end of the day, I realized, what was I going to rush for? Why did I do so rush? I could have taken 5 minutes and put it to Filima. I say, Shema Yisrael, Adonai, 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 Echad, Baruch Shem Kovod Malchuto, Leulai, Vahed, that's it, done Hayom. As soon as you go this way, then you recognize, you will recognize individually, Lahasik Levado, that means that consciousness becomes only to you. It's going to be uno talk between God and God. God is going to talk to you face to face. Then you will recognize on your own glasses, or with your own midah, that is God there to take you out, to save you spiritually, and you become part of the domain of godliness. You will recognize it. He says, you are telling me Moshe and Aharon are within me. Yes. Because if you get the wisdom of God, which is the Torah, and you are not humble, there's too much ego in you. You think you are somebody. Or you think you are too beautiful, or you are capable, or you are worthy than anybody else. Anything that you have gava about. anything, slightest gathering, the Torah is going to work in you just the opposite. It's not going to be rachamim, it's going to be just judgment worse. That's why he says, Moshe ish anav. If you want to go away of Moshe and receive the help of Moshe as a shaliach of God, as a mashkiach of Israel, you have to become humble. And what was the characteristic of Aaron? Aaron was an older guy. He was Navi, prophet, prior Moshe became prophet. And Aaron listened to Moshe, what Moshe to tell him what to do. And what was the characteristic of Aaron? Ohev Shalom, Verodef Shalom. Remember that. Oh yeah, we get to that very soon. But prior we condemn the guy, let's accept that the guy had good qualities. Always judge a Jew at his positive points. There is, if you are around here, anybody here, trust me, you have more negative points than positive points. So I am looking at Aaron. Aaron is a person that ohev shalom. That means his love of life is to bring peace. Look at yourself. How much peace is in your life? How much peace is between you and your father, your mother, your sister, your brother, your wife, your husband, your children? Very simple. Check it out. And by the way, a man like me, which is very chutzpah, Aries, sticks on himself. I listen to my mother, and my mother says, you are a tzaddik olam. I say to myself, well, Hashem, what's wrong with you? I'm doing everything good for you. What do you want? There's nothing wrong with me. Many of us, we sit down and says, what do you want? I'm doing everything by the book. What else can I do for you, God? This is very simple. Go to your wife and ask you, how can you become better? Your husband is going to tell you how you can become better. By the way, a woman is there to help a man to recognize his sickness. It's a spiritual sickness. Ask. A wife has to tell his husband, you know how your character can become better? And if you're not married, ask a good friend who is a little bit spiritual. Go to him and says, you are my friend? Do you know me for a long time? How can I become a better person? Is there any character in me that you think it can change? What do you think you're going to hear? For sure. For sure. So don't ask for too much. One at a time. Because we don't want you to burn fuses. Because then you're going to cut all your friends. Who needs friends? Friends like you. Check it out. Those who are blessed and are married, go to wife, says wife, but have mercy on me. Do you think I can become a better father, better husband, a better person, a better man? You mean you gave up or she gave up? Now, if you go honestly, if you go honestly, she's going to honestly answer you. And when you do good, she's going to do good. The woman of the house will go bad first because the man has gone bad. It's never forgiven. No. Before you're clapping, first find out. Let me finish this. I have a few seconds. Kacha Adam acharei shekara b'shemot, and this is the Adam after he calls the name lenefesh behama shelo sarich lahagia lahakara shelrak Adonai levado yachol lazor lo. A man has to come to reach after he called the names. He has to come to a conclusion that there is only one. Hovaya can help me. If you don't come to this knowledge that only God can help you, if you think you can do it, You're not humble enough. You think you know it all. You think you can. You think you captured the world. You know, you have all the wisdom under your finger, touch of your fingers. You are riding the high horses. You make money. You have a good house. You have a very expensive car. You have a couple of girlfriends here and there. What else do you want? Now ask me a question before we continue, if there is any questions. Because next week it's Bo. This week is the Midot. Next week Bo is Bet Aleph, is tree. Is God teaching me how to control my Chokhmah and Bina Da'at? Then you receive a wisdom. If you receive the wisdom, if you are not handling this wisdom correctly, it's going to just opposite, not help you, hit you. So he says, yes, I know that you came to the way of godliness. Now, Bo is tree, three makot left. This week he's going to get seven makot. And God says, I don't want to beat Pharaoh. But for your sake, Israel, for you to recognize, to understand, he says, who is this Pharaoh that he's beating up? My own Yatarara. It's my own Yatarara. Pay attention this week. And pay attention next week. Be aware. And you will recognize that God shows you who's your body all about. Look at it. Hold on. Look at your body. See what are the pleasure of your body. And which one of them are no good. Which one of them are not balanced. Which one of them you exaggerate. Do you exaggerate through your mouth? Do you exaggerate through your eyes? Do you exaggerate through your ears? Your fingers? Your legs? Your yesod? What's your name of game? Look at it. Look at it deeply. And is God there to show you exactly what's the problem? You solve that problem, you corrected the path of life. 6 weeks, step at a time, is going to take you. Yes, please.
You said that God is a bringer of salvation. Is that the source for the name of Yeshua? Is that why he's called Yeshua?
That's correct. Yes. Bezat Hashem, we will learn why the name of Yeshua is Yeshua, Shin Ein. It's very important. It's Yud Hei Vav Shin Ein.
Hesitate to ask the next question.
Go ahead and don't hesitate. The question is always good. That's okay. That's okay.
Then I'm thinking, if that name, the energy of the name Yeshua is amazing.
Yeah.
It goes to help you bring Israel and bring salvation to the Israelis. How are Bnei Israel? Is it possible that the other Yeshua brought?
Now his name is not Yeshua. Don't forget. His name is not Yeshua. As the Yeshua is, the difference is, this was the Talmud of
Moshe,
and God told him to choose him, and certainly God didn't tell me or anybody this Yeshua. I don't know. Let's solve that problem and then we'll deal with that problem. We have as it is, we have problem. Let's be good, good example, and then the rest of it will follow. Don't worry about them. Worry about this. Yes, please.
What is the difference between these 6 weeks and the seven between Pesach?
Bravo, Hazak Baruch. We have it from the second days of Pesach till 6 of Sivan, which is Shavuot, 49 days. Correct? And we have from Shemot Shovavim, 42 days. 42 plus 49. Amen! Yitke Vavke plus Adonai. Putting the Shaman Laris together. That's why I said, prepare yourself! These 6 weeks, by the time you get to Sivan, You have connected the above and below. You established a line of communication. There is no better feeling in the world when you know you can talk to God. When you know in your heart you love Him, that means you come to a pleasure that's even given to you. And you look at it, at the pleasure, and you only do it for sake of God. And no other reason. I look because of God. I talk because of God. I sleep because of God. As a matter of fact, I don't forget to do anything other than doing it with God. As a matter of fact, my fingers, God really cannot enjoy the way my fingers enjoys. So God comes to my fingers and through my fingers enjoys the pleasure of touching, of doing, of forming, of making. My eyes is the same way, as an instrument of pleasure. Now imagine that this eyes is given totally to God. So God can utilize it to see. How far do you think this eyes is going to see? If only sees for sake of God. Amen. How powerful this eye can become? The ears. Every part of me is connected to the same part of my neshama. My neshama is the closest to the creation, which is Olam Atzilut. Neshama of Yehudi comes from Malchut of Atzilut. This Ani Adonai, that's where my neshama source is. That is Ruach Haim. That's where I get the continuity, the spirit of life. The spirit of Haim. Now, that's exactly the same way. There was a choice either to eat from Etz Haim or Etz Da'at Tov V'Ra. I don't want the Tov V'Ra anymore. I want the Etz Haim. I recognize. And there is nothing in the world other than Torah. Torah is Etz Haim. Anything you understand and you acquire and you digest and you implement in your life from Torah, you have digested the fruit of Etz Haim. Period. Yes, please. Now, one of the things that Moshe did, Moshe went to Pharaoh and said, Pharaoh, the God of Israel said to Havaya, let my people go. And he says, I didn't know that. I don't know this God that you're talking about. I know I'm a king, but because I understand nature, and I can deal with nature. But this thing that you are talking to me is above nature, and blah, 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 blah. I don't know, so leave me alone. So God, what is doing? To teach the Pharaoh that he is the one that controls the nature, whichever way he wants. If he wants to change the time, he changes the time. He wants to give him a notice, he gives him a notice. He doesn't want to give him a notice, he doesn't give him a notice. If he wants to take the Makkah to take 1 month, it's 1 month. One day, 1 day. Whatever God decides. That's the only way the Pharaoh will understand. So that's why he nullified everything, for example, the Makkah of darkness. He says how dark it was. It says Choshech of Egypt. He says what's Choshech of Egypt? The Egyptian suddenly lost the direction. Didn't know where is north, west, east, which direction to go. It was so dark that couldn't move. Just got stuck to a point. But the Jew, in that light, was able to see. How? Only to prove one thing to Pharaoh. That he's not on control. Totally brought to Pharaoh that at the end what Pharaoh said. Pharaoh didn't give up. After he let the Jews go, what Pharaoh did say, we're going to study next week. Pharaoh said, wait a minute. That was a stupid to let these guys go. Come on, go and bring them back. So he comes after the Jews. Correct? So he comes to ask the Jews, and what God does, he opens, that's the finality, we'll discuss it. He opens the sea, he lets the Jew go, and then Egyptians, they go in, all the soldiers, everything go in, and he brings the water back. Who remains?
Pharaoh.
How far he remains? He says he takes Pharaoh into the water too, to feel the taste of hanging. Midah kemeged midah. What he did he do to the Jews? Exactly God did to Pharaoh. Until the point that the Pharaoh says, Nich! That means he put him under the water, but he couldn't say kamocha. He had to say, the water was getting into his mouth, so the first time he says, Nich kamocha, there's no God bigger than you. There's nobody like you. So God took him out. He says, excuse me, what did you say? He says, Mi kamocha ba'elim Adonai. Total teshuvah. He says, remember, the Torah says, you are Jewish? Eventually, God is going to bring your Yetzer Hara to a point that will announce, Mi kamocha ba'elim Adonai. Mi kamocha nedar ba'kodesh. We're going to say it. And it's the most beautiful time when we recognize and we say it. Then we are free. Then we are really free. Then we say, we go step 1, 2, 3, Ga'al Israel, and we say 1, 2, 3, Adonai, Sefatai Tiftach, here it is, I'm free. Now open my mouth, I want to say Tehilatecha. Now I want to really talk about you. Olam Atzilut. Only when the Pharaoh says, okay, is it finished? He says, no, it's not finished. He says, what else? Who else? You got this. He says, you know this guy Yitro? He was one of his ministers, Pharaoh minister. He says, God did not give the Torah until Yitro as well came. I say, you know what? This God is the real God. I want to become Ger. So this 6 week, really we learn how to elevate ourselves. How to come out of this world of material, not to forget to say, oh, I don't want to be rich and I don't want money. You know who says money is no good? The one who doesn't have it. Because if you have it, you know it's good. But if you have it and you know the purpose of this money, if you have the good house and you know what is the purpose of the house, if you have an excellent car but you know what's the purpose of that excellent car, and you involve it in doing the good deeds, hey, God wants you to have all the richness and goodness that he can give you. There is not a pleasure in the world that God says, I don't want you to have. Oh, I know God says don't eat milk and meat. You know how delicious it is, milk and meat to eat? Have you tried it? I tell you. Gee, it's really delicious. I was living in a country that they gave you a chalo kebab with a good butter in bazaar right on top of it. That's what makes it delicious. The butter and the meat. Oh. So, how come God took this pleasure away from me? He says, no, he didn't. He says, you know what the cow gives milk? That portion that is just about the nipples of the cow? That's mixed with milk. And by the way, that's kosher. And it tastes as good and better if you eat that or eat meat and milk. The difference is that you eat that and you enjoy the pleasure, but you have obeyed the word of God. That's the difference. Okay, I hear a pig is tasty. Bacon, eggs, it's delicious. Okay, you told me not to eat this pig. What am I going to do? Where is the pig? He says, don't worry. You're worrying about the pleasure of the eating pig. I give you a fish. Tastes as good as pig. You don't have to eat the pig. The difference is that you listen to God, but you still can have the pleasure. There is why God created. Just a moment. You want to tell me that you know the taste of bacon? So that's the difference we see. Be careful. Oh, have shalom? That means he loves to create peace. The rodef achare shalom. That means he longs to see where he can make peace. If there is a sister, brothers, wife or husband or somebody that is no peace, he goes, he spends his time, he puts the effort to bring peace. He, everything, the reason that he made the Egel Azav, who asked his Egel Azav? Thank you very much, my famous friend. Is this very simple. Because he didn't want to not create peace. In order for them not to kill the Jews, and buy time, he said, okay, you know what, no problem. Go bring the gold, I'll make you God. So he told himself, by the time they go, and usually ladies, don't give up the gold. They take it fast, but they don't give it back easily. So what happened? He says, the Torah says they went and they pulled the earrings, gold earrings, off the ears of their wife. They turned the ears of their wife to bring gold for Moshe. Why? Because they wanted to see God. I want to see God. Show me God. To what extent? He says, what are you talking about? I was able to see him there. I want to see him here. Show me. Show me. Am I wrong? Show me God. And I will feel good. So Aaron said, you know what? I got to buy time till Moshe shows up. So go bring me gold. And he did a couple of mistakes. And he paid for it, by the way. He paid for it. He says, never receive from hand of someone who has bad intention towards you. Don't transfer hand to hand. If you want to give, somebody brings you something, and you know that this person doesn't have the best of intention, you take it by hand, you got the bad intention. So what do? Please put it down. As soon as you ground it, you cleanse it. Now you pick it up. Aaron made this mistake, didn't do. He, and Torah specifically says, he took the gold from their hand. He should have said, okay, put it down here, I'll take care of it. So very, this, building this Egel HaZahav, it's a lesson we should really study. Now, yes, please. One more question. This is then I let you guys go, and I thank you for your patience.
You said that that there's a part of Ein Sof, which is the part of God inside of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, essence, does that mean we're also? That means since He's inside of us, are we also inside of Him?
Now, bravo! It's a very good question. I ask you the following in order to solve the problem. Is the world is the place of God, or God is the place of the world? Follow my question. It's very important. As soon as we recognize what's the question and understand it, we will improve tremendously in understanding this concept of Ein Sof and God. Is God, this world is the place of God, or this world is in God? If the world is, whatever it is limited. So unlimited cannot go into a limited. But that unlimited has made a space for this world to exist within itself. So God is surrounding it. But in this space that you and me are alive, God gives me a permission of choice between one thing only. I don't have any other choice of either get too close to Him or go further away from Him. That's the free will I have. That's the step one of free will. Every deed that I do, everything I look, everything I hear, anything that I use my five senses and my thought is for purpose of either making a choice of getting closer to Hashem or further away from Hashem. Now in Kabbalah we said, that was our lessons of beginning, more similarity brings me closer. More dissimilarity brings me further. That means, whenever I do sin, that means I do think that he is not godly, it's against God, puts me away and rachok and further away from God. The more I do godly work, good deeds, ahava, ohev shalom, rodef shalom, anavut, humbleness, all this brings me close to Hashem. Love you all. Shabbat shalom. Kol tov.